You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Anthony Kestrovitz and Phil Rogers.
This is MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals edition. I'm Anthony Kestrovitz, joined by Phil Rogers. And Phil, the Royals started selling playoff tickets this past week, which is a sure sign that things are getting serious out in Kansas City. It's been a great story these last couple of weeks, great story in baseball, and we'll see if it remains a great story down the stretch. Are you believing this Royals team is for real as far as that top spot in the AL Central is concerned?
Well, I am probably going to go down with the Tigers like everybody else who picked them. I'm not gonna sell them short yet. And you know, I think the Royals are going to have to prove it in September because you know they're a team that has had some really good stretches in recent past, but just not been able to finish the job. So until they do, I think they're going to face some skepticism. But this run they're on has been so impressive, and you know, especially the hitting. And the thing that I notice is lack of strikeouts. That they have guys that are putting the ball in play up and down the order in this era of strikeouts. They're making it really difficult on pitchers. And I'd like to bring in Dick Cagle now, Kansas City Royals beat writer for MLB.com. And Dick, when you point to the lineup that it allowed them to win 15 of 18 after they played Minnesota over the weekend, what do you point to for just the consistent at-bats that they're getting up and down that order?
Well, it is consistent, Phil, and that's the secret. There hasn't been just one or two guys. It's been all up and down the order. And from Nori Aoki leading off, down through Infante and Billy Butler and Salvador Perez on down the order, Alex Gordon. It's just not one guy. That's been the true secret. And they've been able to overcome the loss of Eric Hosmer, who was, of course, their hottest hitter when he went down with a hand injury. So, you know, it's that consistency, and that's what they're looking for in baseball, of course, is consistency. And when you get consistency, particularly in your batting order, you tend to win a lot of ball games because the runs just keep coming in, and that's what's been happening so far. And if they can keep that going, I think they're going to be all right through September.
DK, in Josh Willingham, Raul Ibanez, Scott Downs, Jason Frazier, you had this note. These guys have a combined 54 years of service time in the big league. So the Royals got older, more experienced in a hurry. And those aren't their core players, obviously, but obviously some nice pickups from the experience front. But I want to ask you about Willingham, who made an immediate impact in his first week. He had three doubles and a home run. There's a guy who a couple weeks before the Royals maybe – might have shied away from the price, but the S price on the part of the Twins. But, you know, a couple weeks later did bite the bullet and paid that price to get him. Does it just seem like this is the guy they got at the right time? I know he's had some injury issues and some struggles with consistency himself offensively this season, but does this seem like the right guy at the right time?
Yeah, he really brought in a spark. Josh Willingham, the first pitch he saw from John Lester, boom, line drive double into left field, and he's been pretty good ever since. You know, there's been a strikeout or two and a double play, but he is a real force, I think, in the lineup, and the willingness of the Royals to pick up that $1.8 million that was left on his contract with the Twins shows that they're really serious about going down the stretch with this guy, and the other veteran guys they brought in. It was interesting because a statistic came out not long ago, and that was even before they got Willingham, that the Royals had suddenly become the second oldest team in the major leagues, second only to the Yankees, averaging over 30 years of age. So it's not the young, inexperienced Royals anymore. It's some young core players, but surrounded with some veteran, some heady experienced players that can help them along in this really new experience for them, being in the playoff hunt down the stretch.
I know earlier in this the second half, talking to Ned Yost, this was just before actually they took off when they were in Chicago after the All-Star break, and he was talking about how the hitters just needed to relax, they weren't going to be a playoff team unless they started to hit, but they had the ability there to hit. They just needed their guys to relax and kind of trust it. Is there anything to point to? I guess it's the proverbial chicken-egg question, which happened first, the success or guys relaxing a little bit. But, I don't know if it was the addition of some of that veteran talent that came in or because it did coincide with actually losing Eric Hosmer, which is the odd thing. He was the hottest hitter in their lineup, but he goes out, and all of a sudden, this kind of team-wide hitting started. Is there an explanation, or is it just one of those stretches that happens in baseball?
Well, it may be a coincidence, but you were talking about the series in Chicago, and that's, of course, when Hosmer's injury became serious, and also when they happened to have a players-only team meeting during that weekend. And I don't know exactly what was said or even approximately what was said, but I do know that Raul Ibanez, of course, the real veteran and respected leader, stood up and made some comments. And I don't know what he said, but apparently it took hold. And from that point on, you're right. The players have seemed more relaxed, maybe just the way they're approaching the games, the way they're approaching their at-bats. But from that point on, they have taken off, and it's one of those mysterious things. Do team meetings really work? I don't know. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. But apparently this one happened, and whether it was coincidence or not, the team took off, and you're right, everybody seemed more relaxed about it, more willing to approach the games day by day, relax a little bit. They win, great, and they kept winning. So maybe that was it, Phil. I don't know.
Well, those galvanizing moments help, but it also helps when your top three relievers, your seventh, eighth, and ninth inning relievers combine for a less than half a point ERA over the course of about 2.5 months, going back to June 25th. That's the mark of Greg Holland and Wade Davis and Kelvin Herrera. DK, do you think those guys – is that going to be the balancing act for Ned Yost as we get into the home stretch of the season here? Is obviously, those are guys you want to ride, and those guys – have been hugely important to them this season, but also you want to be careful not to overwork them down the stretch, I imagine, as well.
Exactly. And, he is going to ride those three guys, but he's very careful not to ride them too hard. Over the last weekend in Minneapolis, for example, he was very careful to get Wade Davis and Greg Holland a couple of days rest in a row, because he sensed that they were getting a little weary. Maybe they're not working each and every day, but they're working often enough that when he does work them 2 days in a row, he can see a little weariness. And he doesn't want Herrera and Davis and Holland to have any signs of fatigue as they enter that very important stretch in September. So he's going to be very careful. And luckily, he has some pieces that he can work in once in a while to give those guys a break. Aaron Crow and Francisco Bueno and Jason Fraser. And, of course, Bruce Chen is there as your long man and kind of a guy that can fill in anywhere. So he's pretty well fixed there, but he is going to be very careful with those three very important back-end relievers.
Hey, DK, just one last thing for me. I mean, you hear people talk about tough schedule, easy schedule, and when you look ahead with the Royals, they do have a lot of games that they have left on the schedule against teams that are not really in contention anymore. Is there any kind of an internal feeling around the Royals that the schedule could work in their favor?
I don't hear anybody talking about the schedule at all, Phil. These guys are pretty intent on winning every game, and I don't think they're sensing that they have a soft schedule coming up at all. And if you look at it, there are, I think, six games left with Detroit. And so I don't think and Cleveland also has their three games in there with Cleveland. So I don't think there's any sense that this is going to be a powder puff derby down the stretch.
Well, there's going to be a lot of eyes on them down the stretch because obviously a lot of people in baseball are curious to see how the story plays out. The potential for it to be the best story in baseball this year, given the long playoff drought in Kansas City. I want to thank Dick Cagle for joining us. On behalf of Phil Rogers, I'm Anthony Kasterman. I want to thank you for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Kansas City Royals.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.